broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
He was a little out there. He was saying hi and bye to the wall.
Obviously, you know, nothing to that effect.
The only concrete proposal in the president's plan that he'll roll out today.
It's a miracle that everyone is okay today. We're grateful that they are.
Thank you to those fat, lazy veterans.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And through the looking glass we go each and every night to take you places other talk shows wish they could but they can't, wish they would but they shan't, wish they, you know what I'm talking about. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And this is Radio for Patriots by Patriots. When you hear the sound of the boots meeting the asphalt, the pavement, meeting the terra firma, you know that this is a radio show more and more people are joining to be a part of a movement to, yes, I'll say it, it may be a cliche, take back our country. President Obama takes on the GOP budget plan, oh, is that right? Arguing that we have to tax the rich to tackle our budget woes. We must tax the rich, he says, to tackle our budget woes. Kobe Bryant gets fined $100,000 for directing a gay slur at a ref. Plus, yet another toddler accidentally served alcohol at a chain restaurant. And we're going to have on the line Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. He is a prominent restaurateur and restaurant owner here in California. And we're going to talk to him about that in a moment. We're going to have on Herb Sewell. Herb is in public relations. Mr. Sewell is not who we had planned on having on the program this evening. We had planned on having a security consultant on the show to talk about the pat-down of six-year-olds, this one six-year-old child at an airport, and the need for other security measures with regard to children when it comes to terrorism. The problem that we're having is that Mr. Sewell was not the anticipated guest. It was Bill French, who's a security consultant. So we're going to be very interested to see just exactly how this thing rolls out with Herb Sewell, and we'll tell you what we mean by that in just a moment. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Affiliate Spotlight tonight on WSAR 1480 in Providence, Rhode Island, here on Radio for Patriots by Patriots, of Patriots and for the Patriots.
Yeah.
And
we're like Paul Revere and them.
For Paul Revere and them, yeah, and others that are alive. He's not alive anymore, so that would be...
Yeah, but he was a patriot.
He may have been a patriot. He's not around anymore. So it's for the people that are here. It's for...
In other words, living patriots.
Yes, living patriots. Is this Traverse City? Forgive me, you folks there in Michigan. Traverse City, WJML, 1110 AM. Also, in our affiliate spotlight tonight, we are very grateful. And on our Phil TV in HD this evening, you'll see our El Pacifico B-roll. You'll see our beautiful, beautiful Pacific Ocean that is rolling in behind me where it is always sunshine here at the El Pacifico. And when we aren't showing you that, we are showing this evening on Phil TV in HD a documentary called American Meth. So if you happen to see behind me on a big screen really rotted out teeth and bleeding gums...
Radio for Patriots.
No, that ain't Radio for Patriots. That's some guy with a bad teeth from meth. I don't know who picked the movie tonight. Anyway, 877-876-PHIL is the number. We are going to bring up Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell, by way of explanation, folks, you know that what it is that I'm talking about this evening has some basis in some concern on my part. Mr. Sewell is in a halfway house. He is on parole. And was recently in Atascadero Forensic Hospital, a psychiatric hospital in Atascadero, California. The crimes that he had committed were, part of those were crimes against children, child molestation, and contributing to the delinquency and so forth. After 8 years, Mr. Sewell was released. He's in a halfway house, has been doing work as a research assistant online, so that he doesn't go anywhere, he doesn't leave the halfway house when he does his work, for a variety of universities, and he's also doing PR work. Now, we contacted Bill French through Mr. Sewell to talk about security at airports, especially when it comes to these children, and you tell me, Mr. Sewell, that Mr. French is ill.
Yes, Phil, I'm telling you that Bill, are we on the air?
You're on the air right now.
Yes, I'm telling you that Bill French called me a half hour ago, and told me that he had another episode. He has some arrhythmia, for which he takes medication for his heart, and was concerned, as was his wife. And I said, for him not to worry about this, if there was concern and he needed to relax and he needed to just go to bed early or what have you, that we'd be more than happy to, I would be more than happy to fill in for him. And so that's why I am here.
All right, well, my concern is that you have been to prison for these crimes against children.
I understand that.
And my concern is that you went ahead and elected yourself to come in and talk about this particular story, this six-year-old girl getting a pat-down at an airport on a video that has gone viral.
Well, Phil, let me tell you what my concern has been as an American citizen, because I am an American citizen. Yes, I've been incarcerated. Yes, I've been incarcerated for some very serious crimes. I am at this time, I can assure you, I am at this time not an offender, and I'm working very diligently to ensure that I do not return to prison or commit any of these crimes. The reason why I am saying that as an American citizen, I'm glad to be able to talk about this, because this is the first time that I have been able to publicly weigh in on an issue that is very important to the American people that has something to do with a child. I've never been allowed to speak, not that anyone has told me I couldn't speak, but I've never felt free to speak on these matters until I had this opportunity this evening.
And so when you found out that Mr. French was sick, you decided that you would step in and you would talk about this yourself.
That is exactly correct, yes.
And you did that because you've never had this opportunity before. Now, my question for you is, and my concern is, that may be well and good for you, but that may not be all that great for my show. See, if we're going to talk about security issues, I wanted to have a security guy on. And not only do I not have him on, I've got an individual that was in prison for child molestation. And now you're on my program talking about an issue that has to do with children.
This is a national security issue, Phil. You know, let's not begin to confuse the issue here. This is a national security issue.
Well, it's a national security issue in terms of security at airports, okay.
Well, yes, but this could affect the lives of thousands of people, if not millions of people.
But it also involves the frisking of children, which you advocate, correct?
I very much do advocate it.
Okay, let me tell people what the story is here. Our number, by the way, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. A family of a six-year-old girl who received a pat-down at airport security in New Orleans said today there needs to be a different screening process for children. Said Selena Drexel, the girl's mother, we struggle to teach our kids to protect themselves, to say no, it's not okay to touch me in this way, in this area. Yet here we are saying it's okay for these people. If we don't find other ways, we're making them more vulnerable, she said. Drexel and her husband, Dr. Todd Drexel of Bowling Green, Kentucky, appeared this morning in an exclusive interview with Good Morning America. So this is the issue here. Do you have a comment on that?
Well, I do have a comment, and my comment is this, Phil, that while there is a security issue for the child, there is a larger security issue for the country. And so I think it is absolutely necessary that if they must, they have to frisk the child, pat the child down, and see if the child has on his person, his or her person, anything that's potentially dangerous or lethal to the traveler. And to be able to say that, because I've been in prison for child molestation, I've been in prison for assault on children, to be able to come on a radio program to say that is very freeing for me. It's very... I can't really find the word.
Well, we're not doing therapy here, though.
No, I understand you're not doing therapy. And I, to be honest with you, I resent the sarcasm there.
Well, would you come on here and say it's very freeing for me to be able to come on your show and talk about this? I had no idea that you were going to be on my show to talk about this. I thought it was going to be somebody else. Certainly not someone with a prison record or a record having been in a psychiatric hospital for child molestation.
Well, and Phil, that was my plan as well. But I knew that you had to have the guest. I knew that you wanted desperately to talk about this issue because you didn't have any other material planned for your first hour.
You don't know any of that, okay?
Well, I'm pretty sure, and that's why I knew that when I stepped in as the fill-in guest, you wouldn't be able to say anything about it because you don't have anything else prepared.
I'll tell you what I had prepared. I had prepared Bill French, who's a security expert, to come on and talk about whether six-year-old girls should be frisked at airports. Now, for those of you who are just joining us, airport security in New Orleans patted down a six-year-old child, the daughter of a couple from Bowling Green, Kentucky, The parents were very upset about this. They felt there should be some other standard or some other way to check, in terms of security, children. If you look at the video, it shows a female TSA agent rubbing the young girl's inner thighs and running her fingers inside the top of the girl's blue jeans. The agent had the six-year-old girl spread her arms and legs for the pat-down, which includes sensitive areas, in the words of the agent. Now, Herb, did you see this video?
Of course I did. I had to watch it because of the news value.
How often have you seen it?
I probably watched a few. See, that's a loaded question, isn't it, Dan?
How often have you watched this video?
I've probably looked at about 50 or 60 times. But the reason that...
50 or 60 times?
The reason that I've looked at it 50 or 60 times is because I have to go over it and make sure that wherever that agent is touching, we're not talking about something that can be potentially criminal and invasive. That was my only reason for
watching it 50 to 60 times. So I've got on my show here a guy that's been in prison for child molestation looking at the video of a six-year-old getting patted down 50 or 60 times. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you think this is good.
You know something? I will tell you this much, Phil. I don't think anyone would really be focusing so much on my past, my criminal past, my prison record, and so forth, were it not the fact that you seem intent on bringing it up every few seconds. I'm here to talk about this issue as it pertains to the security of our country. Yes, we do need to pat down children as well. It's not enough to check the adults. Adults can stash explosives and other dangerous elements and implements on the person of a child, in a backpack, in any other bag or item that you carry with a child, and that child goes onto an airplane, and everyone is at risk. I think they should be allowed to pat these children down. I think they should be allowed to touch the children. And I'm very grateful to be able to talk about this because Bill Bodnow, who is an executive producer over at one of the news shows, said he would never have me on talking about anything having to do with children if he lived to be 300 years old and I did too. And I told him, you watch me. And there was also Jeff Chamberlain, who was a cameraman over at NBC. Said he wouldn't want to hear me talking about issues having to do with children. Jeff, if you're listening, how does it feel?
So what, are you winning bets now that you're on my show talking about issues having to do with security and children?
No, I'm simply saying that I'm on your program, and for the first time in 9 years, I'm talking about kids and the news, and what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
I could hang up on you.
And then what are you going to do for the next 40 minutes of your show? Yeah. So I'm here talking about this. Yes, I was in prison for child molestation. I'm not doing it anymore. This is about the security of our country, and I do think they should be allowed to pat down six-year-old children. There, I said it, and I'm not feeling guilty about it. I feel it's the most freeing thing. I feel as if I can breathe for the first time in my life. And
you just like sticking it right into the face of regular society is what you like to do. You like to stick it right into the face of law-abiding society and people that worry about their children that you, a child molester, is that, hey, and I think we ought to be able to pat down kids. And
I think it, I thought stick it in their face, but I said it's very freeing and it's very liberating. And I'm not trying to stick it into anyone's face. You know, I really resent the use of your words, stick it in someone's face, as if I am some crude stranger in the middle of a racetrack or some other a cockfight or a dogfight, and I'm moving in front of you to get to my seat, and I decided to just stick it right into your face. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you liking, as a former offender, child molester, to talk about issues involving kids. Hold the line, Herb Sewell. This is Bud. You should have told me.
I didn't know. You were telling me the last minute.
Herb Sewell on the line, who's talking with us about needed security at airports. We need to frisk children, he says, as they frisked a six-year-old at New Orleans Airport. We need to frisk these kids, and that's a legitimate security concern. And Herb is talking about it, and because he was in prison for child molestation for 8 years, it's very liberating, he says, to be able to talk about issues involving children. 877-876-PHIL. I probably should never have let him on the air. We probably should have just perhaps gone to some tape or something. 877-876-7445. Herb Sewell with us talking about, do you think children, six-year-olds, should be frisked at airports for airport security. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back. 877-876-PHIL.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
All right, on the line here is Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell is in public relations, was representing Bill French, a security consultant. We were going to have him on the program about airport security and how it pertains to the frisking of children. This is a question that I don't think we've ever really dealt with in depth. It is obvious, I think, to any thinking adult that a child represents a potentially potentially dangerous a decoy for any terrorist. You could ostensibly plant any kind of destructive device on the person of a child in some way. Children being very, very innocent and young would not question, perhaps. Herb is with us, and the my reticence, Herb, is your child molestation background.
Well, you know something, Phil? We live in a day and age, if I may.
Go ahead.
We live in a day and age of information. We live in a day and age where people want information, they want specific information, and they're not necessarily interested in the personality or the color of the personality, the texture of the personality of the individual that is delivering the information. If I were you, I would, and I say this with the greatest of respect, I would stop leaning on my history as an incarcerated felon, and let's talk about what we're talking about, and that is this six-year-old child who's patted down on this viral video, and did go viral, and the fact that this is a potential, as I say, potential terrorist plot. Now, because of my background, having been in prison for child molestation, I see a six-year-old getting patted down, and I start to, laugh to myself.
See, that's what I'm talking about, okay? You, even if I didn't want to bring it up, you're bringing it up.
No, I'm not bringing up anything, sir.
Yes, you are. You said naturally when I see the, I start to laugh.
It is a natural, excuse me for just one moment. Any human being, even you, wouldn't you laugh if you see a six-year-old getting patted down?
No, I wouldn't. I would feel sorry for the kid. I'd feel sorry for that child. What the hell? That kid's probably confused. 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to a phone call, and we'll get back here with Herb Sewell on that issue. Here is it Drew in Malibu? Go ahead, Drew. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I've never called. I don't know why you're giving this man
Hello.
A platform
Hello.
Even to speak. Hello?
Well, he was the representative of the security consultant that we...
I can speak for myself, Phil, if you don't mind. What is your concern, ma'am?
He's a sociopathic pedophile. I'm sorry. But I don't know why he's even talking. I find him vile.
I would like
he
to
thinks
be,
it's
I would
funny,
like
and he's watched
the
video
me.
50 or 60 times.
Yes,
you
I
don't
am,
have to watch something
want
that many
educated.
Times, buddy.
I want to be educated on the methods that are used at this airport. Is it necessary? And if
I've
it is
watched
necessary,
it twice, and I can tell
does...
you precisely what the woman did. I've watched it twice, and I can tell you. You don't have to watch it 50 or 60 times.
I don't think you can.
I think
go ahead. Tell me what she did precisely. I don't think you saw the nuances that you have to see when you're in the security business,
You're not in the security business.
Nuance, buddy. I'm sure you saw
you're
every
in the...
nuance. And you know what? It's
the only time I would see every nuance is if somebody was frisking you. No, but I think it would be funny to watch you get. I think it would be funny to watch you get patted down.
All right.
That would be
funny.
I think it would be interesting. I think I'd look for nuance. All of those vile things that you attributed to me, with an adult woman, yes. With a child, no.
You were in prison for this, Herb. Now come on, let's be.
I just think you
should.
Because you're the guy that said. You're the guy that said you giggled.
It was a big deal.
The whole thing is shocking. I'm sitting here in my car with my mouth like I can't believe you.
Where was your mouth?
Who you are?
Wait a minute. Where did you say your mouth was?
See, look
you
at
said
you.
I'm
in your.
No,
like
you said you're in
like
your car with your mouth. She was about to say with my mouth. planted on...
No, she didn't say anything
floor,
of the sort.
Buddy, on the floor.
She didn't say anything of the... Thank you very much.
Not everything yeah. has... Okay, bye.
Yeah, you're right. That sexual connotation. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-7445. Back with Herb Sewell.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show with me is Herb Sewell. Herb is acting in the capacity of public relations advisor to Bill French, who is a security expert, but Bill got sick just before he came on the air. And we have Herb on the air talking about the frisking of a six-year-old girl at New Orleans airport over the last few days because for security concerns. Now, the thing that has concerned us is that Mr. Sewell, and I have to, because of full disclosure, tell you that Mr. Sewell spent 8 years in a forensic psychiatric hospital for offenses against children, child molestation, child assault, and so forth. He's now in a halfway house. As I said, he does work as a public relations expert as well as some research, and he joins us on our newsmaker line. And I have to tell you, Herb, I said to you before the break, and I still am concerned, that I'd rather just let you go than have you go on, because I think it's offensive to my listeners.
There's nothing offensive, Phil, about me talking about security. And it happens to be that, they patted down a six-year-old child.
When you say that you giggled when you saw that, because it reminded you of the old days.
It reminded me of why I was in prison. I wasn't being titillated by it. I giggled, and it was out of place. I was in a room of other adults, and they were asking me, what was I laughing at? I said, I think I said something smart like, wouldn't you like to know? And but right now I'm looking at your American Meth dialogue, or your American Meth documentary, and there's a bald-headed child, and the mother with the teeth, God almighty. And this is nothing but a horror story.
All right, hold on. I got to get David G. Hall on the line here. He is our vice president of syndication, and David is calling in tonight from South Pasadena. What we want to do here is I wanted to get him on the line so I can at least get a couple of opinions as to whether or not we're supposed to continue on with this. Because I tell you, I just think it goes to the credibility of the show. David?
Yeah.
You hear Herb here.
Yeah, I do hear Herb, and I want you to keep him on the air. And thank you very much, sir. That's all right. I want to tell my host, Mr. Hendry, that I want Mr. Sewell kept on the air because he represents, Bill French represents, and Herb works with the company, Global Stratagem.
And what is it, Global Stratagem?
Yes, if I may. Go ahead. Global Stratagem, Phil, is a website that does a great deal of intelligence gathering, information dissemination, and so forth. And we are, my understanding is they're going to buy advertising time, is that it? Yeah, what they're doing is they're selling subscriptions to their website. It's an intelligence-gathering website, and a lot of people that are news junkies like to use them. It's very, very close to them coming on the air as a sponsor. So why you would ever go on the air and say that you want to get rid of this band... And
well, are you hearing what he's talking about?
Yes.
He's talking about patting down six-year-old children.
And I understand that he was in prison for child molestation, is that right, sir?
That is correct, yes.
All right. Are you out of prison now?
Yes, I am. I'm on parole. I am at a halfway house, and I am doing most of my work is telecommuting.
All right, but you're not offending now.
No, sir, I'm not.
All right, so what is the problem then, Phil?
The problem is we're talking about children and children being frisked in an airport, and this is a man who committed crimes against children, and made the comment that he, for the first time in 6 or 7 or 8 years, whatever it was, he gets to talk about children in the news, and no one can do anything about it.
Well, in a lot of ways, he's right, because I can't do anything about it. He represents a company that may come on the air as a sponsor. But let me
just jump in here and say something, Mr. Hall, because I think you're doing very well representing me. But considering the fact that I am with a potential sponsor, I don't really need to be all that polite to you. Do you understand?
I understand that.
All right. So what I would ask you to do then is thank you very much. I would appreciate it if you'd now shut up and let me
Listen to how the guy's talking to you.
Hold on for a minute. Go ahead, sir. Yes, thank you. I would appreciate if you would now shut up and let me say what I wanted to say, which is the following thing. I am not offending any longer. I do not molest children any longer. I am doing public relations and so forth for this intelligence gathering agency. As such, we are concerned with the security of our country, and if it means we have to pat down children, and yes, I'll say it, if it is a female security agent and she has to slide her hand down the back of a diaper, then that's what she has to do. That makes sense to me, Phil, considering the times we live in. And I also want to say that it's extremely freeing for me to be able to say that. Because people would think you wanted to molest a kid. Because, yes, exactly. But now I can say it, and no one can do anything about it. Because I represent a company that made the advertising with your show, Mr. Henry, and because this is the news story, and because your boss is protecting me.
Are you listening to this?
You're talking to him. You talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Mr. Hall. Are you listening to this?
Yeah, I'm listening to it.
So he's saying all of these things because it's very liberating and very freeing to say these things, and on top of everything else, he knows that he can get away with it because he represents a potential sponsor. Now, here is my take on all of that.
Yeah, but I don't know that we want to hear from you right now. Are you done, sir? No, I'm not done. No, I'm not. No. Thank you for asking. I'm not done. And
well, I want to give my take on this.
Well, I don't want you to give your take on this. Now, I represent a company, as you heard Mr. Hall say, that may buy advertising on your program.
You know what? I'm increasingly not caring. I want to say one thing. And that is the following thing. Are you caring about security? Do you care about the safety of the country? Do you care about kids? Or did you just want to say, yes, the female agent should slide her hand down the back of a diaper?
Go ahead, you can answer. But I don't want to answer that. I don't want to answer that because I think it is provocative in nature. I think you have prejudged me. And again, I have to say this, and I cannot overemphasize it. I represent a company that may buy advertising on your program. And so you are really in no position, Mr. Henry, to, as they say, give me any static. All right, let me say one thing, Phil. I think you're doing a great job, but Mr. Sewell does represent this company. He's talking about security. You've been making a big thing over the fact the guy was a child molester. You know, every man makes mistakes. And
every man makes mistakes. This guy comes on my program talking. You know, this radio show is radio for patriots, by patriots.
You know, you need to spit that out a little better because you're always messing it up. Radio for patriots. And I noticed that, Mr. Hawley butchers it. I don't know what to say. And
radio for patriots by patriots.
Right.
And so that means that we think that the family is sacrosanct. That means that the family is the integral and beginning, the atomic unit, if you will, of society. And you don't mess with that. So that when you are going through the airport security and you got somebody that's patting down your kid, no, they don't get to do that. They don't get to do that.
Do they get to blow the plane up? Let me ask you that. Do they get to blow the plane to bits? Is that what they get to do?
You're going to have to find some other way of doing it. Maybe the parent can do it. Maybe there is, maybe a body scanning is sufficient. Maybe the x-ray of the metal detector is sufficient. But you can't just start manhandling a child, okay? And the fact that the global stratagem is buying ad time on the show, David, I mean, this guy, you know.
Why do you keep bringing it up? I know that Mr. Sewell used to be a child molester, but this is his chance to talk about issues having to do with kids and security. And you heard him. What did you say, sir? It's very freeing. It's very liberating. Freeing and it's liberating. And I think we owe it to him.
And I don't owe him anything.
Wow. Get a load of him, huh? Wow. Get a load of him. I would never be allowed to speak to my boss that way. Well, you're talking to me like that?
And I'm telling you that I got a radio show to do, and that we have a philosophy on this radio show that we believe in, and that we're going to continue to endorse and continue to promote that philosophy, regardless of whether or not we have an advertiser who is going to pump a lot of money into the show. And in this instance, you say it's something called Global Stratagem. I've heard of it, and I've heard of Bill French, and he's a good man. Why Mr. French would ever have consented, and I guess I should ask you that, Herb, did Bill French sign off on you representing him?
That is really none of anyone's business, Phil.
Well, it's my business because it's my show, and that was my understanding that that man was going to be on the show.
You know, you're giving this, you're giving Mr. Sewell far too much trouble, Phil, because I don't know whether you think you're right.
I know I'm right.
Well, you may be right, but what you're doing right now is you're pushing Mr. Sewell further and further away from buying a big money ad buy in our show. Is that right, sir?
That is how I'm feeling right now, yes.
Are you placing the ad buy?
I'm not placing the ad buy, but I do consult with Global Strategy, and I will tell them that I was on your program and that you would not let it go, the fact that I spent 8 years after electroshock and insulin shock, 8 years in a psychiatric hospital because I stalked and followed children home and committed crimes against them. You can't let it go, can you?
And can't let it go. Can't let it go. Let me tell you something, pal. The reason why you're in a halfway house is because the people that were affected by those crimes and the neighbors, they couldn't let it go either.
You keep on beating it into the ground, though. We're never going to get the big money buy. And I'll say it again. At least for the very, very minuscule amount of time that I was on talking about it, it was liberating and freeing to be able to talk about frisking a six-year-old. God. I apologize, sir.
You apologize to him.
That's right. That's right. All he wanted to do was talk about how liberating it was to frisk a six-year-old.
That's about what he wanted to talk about.
No, you've got that wrong. It's liberating to talk about...
Yeah, you know what? Get out of here, both of you guys. You know what? At some point, man, it doesn't make any difference how much money they're spending in the show. Well, we're placing a big ad buy, man, so you ought to be really happy with that one, you know? And look at all the money that we're going to be... Meanwhile, here's this guy who, for the first time in his life, gets to talk about a news issue with kids in it, a child molester. You know, Bud, next time that happens, let me know well in advance.
Well, I tried to.
Well, 3 minutes before we go to air is not good enough. Let me know well in advance, and that way I can just go ahead and pull the plug on a segment, because that was insane. All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Coming up next hour, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on the issue of something that's been in the news quite a bit. Children, babies, infants, what have you, being served alcohol by mistake. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and our final segment with Herb Sewell. And is Mr. Hall still with us?
Yeah.
David, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. And I, again, Bill, I just wanted to say something.
Let me finish introing the segment. It's our final segment. We'll have Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills joining us in our second hour. Go ahead.
I wanted to say that I didn't think it was... I personally didn't think that it was a very wise thing for you to just cut us off as you did before one of the last break. The audience that you've got, Bill, wants you to be an individual who's a little bit more compassionate. And Mr. Sewell and I were talking to them. What were you saying, Herb?
I was saying. I think they're on. I think any radio audience.
Can I ask a question? What is your experience in radio?
My experience in radio, Phil, is I've been a guest on your program many times. My experience in radio is also that, I represent a sponsor that could inject quite a bit of money into your program. So I think that's experience enough. And the question that I would have is, do you believe your audience wants you to be unfair to a man who has spent time incarcerated in a maximum security forensic hospital? And Mr. Hall was saying to me during the break that it sounds like you're being unfair. It sounds like you're beating up on Herb. And I don't think your audience wants you.
I'm not beating up on Mr. Sewell at all. I'm saying, are you talking about security? You're talking about frisking children at airports. And you happen to be a guy that was a child molester. You happen to be a guy that went to prison for 8 years as a child molester. That is what I'm talking about. Now, I want both of you chaps to just hold the line here.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't cut me.
Well, I am cutting you off because I want to talk a little bit about the sponsor of our program, Dynapep. Sponsor, 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 okay?
Well, I want you to say it's a sponsor.
It is a sponsor. I know it's a sponsor. Dynapep. Get on out to the 7-Eleven tonight and pick up your Dynapep, just 4 milliliters, less than a teaspoon. There's no sugar, there's no crash, there's no jitters, there's just 2 calories. And let me tell you something, we use Dynapep on this show. I just had myself a little bit of a Dynapep break. And we'll go over to camera one here. You'll see Ted the Bear right here, who got all upset because he wasn't on that really cool camera 3 shot. But there's Ted right there with his Dynapep. And if we go back over here, you'll see Buddy Bear behind me. He's got his Dynapep, and I already had my Dynapep for the show. So Dynapep is that energy shot that keeps you going through the night, focused and alert, and keeps you going when you have to be up all night, like so many of us do on the third shift. Dynapep lasts up to 10 hours with 10 times the power. Get your Dynapep at any 7-Eleven store tonight or at dynapep.com. 877-876-PHIL. Back with Herb Sewell and David G. Hall. And you were, and then we'll go to some phone calls. You were saying that the audience is going to be angry with me.
I'll take it from here, Mr. Hall. The audience is going to be angry with you, Phil, because they see you as beating up on me, an ex-con trying to settle in and make something of his life. I'm trying to settle in and make something of my life after having been in prison, and there you are, someone on the outside, like so many other people. You want to treat me like scum and throw me back inside.
No, I don't want to treat you like scum. I don't want to throw you back inside, but I sure as hell don't want to hear you coming on my radio show. Oh, well, it just so happens Bill French is sick. I think I'll talk about this issue, even though I was a child molester, and it's very liberating. 877-876-7445. This is Harrison in Allentown, Pennsylvania on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm calling. I'm on the road here in Pennsylvania. I'm originally from Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
And I spent most of my life working as a behavior analyst. I was a researcher, and my specialty was child sexual abuse. And I can tell you...
You say you're a truck driver now, Harrison? Is that what you said? You're a truck driver now?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
By the time
what's
we
that
catch
about?
By the time we catch these people, they have committed about 34 incidents. And... They are not rehabilitatable, in my opinion. This incident by the TSA is little more than a sexual assault on this child.
How do we protect our country from terror if we can't secure every item that's going on the aircraft, including small children?
The TSA has not stopped one terrorist. They have not found any incident.
How do you know that? How do you know that? You don't know that. And as a matter of fact, yes, they have. We've had many terror incidences that have been stopped, and we haven't had any airplane blown out of the sky. So just because you once were a behaviorist and now you're driving a truck doesn't mean you should take down other people.
Don't start talking about the fact the guy drives a truck.
How did the panty bomber get through?
Did he blow anything up?
These people aren't even required to have a high school
diploma. Did he blow anything up? No. I think you have to look and ask yourself, did anyone get killed? I think you won't be happy until someone dies. Now, if the TSA is going to stop people from blowing up airplanes, then they need
TSA
to frisk a kid with a diaper. They need to get into a diaper and look at it.
Oh, come on.
This is a pedophile. This man is a pedophile. He is not rehabilitatable. And he shouldn't be on your program.
Well, you don't know. You're a truck driver.
The man was, at one time, a behaviorist.
But he's not anymore. What happened?
And when
what happened? I want the answer to that. What happened? I want to know the answer to that. Was your license pulled? Or was something else pulled?
Will you shut up and let the man finish?
My partner died. And I'm doing a little stint doing something else before I go back to work.
Your partner died?
Yes. My research partner.
I'm going to have to ask, was it a homicide?
Why
no.
do you ask that?
I'm curious. Died or murdered?
He already answered your question.
And so you are now...
You know what? He's answered enough of your questions, Herb. Now, the question is for you, and only you. TSA, and I think that this gentleman made a very valid point. TSA, those guys couldn't stop the 7 dwarfs.
That's correct.
I don't find that funny at all.
They couldn't stop the 7 dwarfs.
As a matter of fact, at the Bluegrass Airport in Kentucky, we have found 2 registered sex offenders working there.
No kidding.
No kidding.
I'm having a hard time. What do you say you do for a living? I thought you were a truck driver. What do you do for a living? If you're a truck driver, what do you mean we found?
Oh, you know, it's my mistake. I got the guy up in the wrong phone bank again. Anyway, let me see if I can try that over here. Is the gentleman still there, Harrison? Harrison, are you there? Because I would like to know the answer to that. Whether or not you... Harrison, you there?
What's the question?
The question was, how do you know... you're a truck driver. How do you know about the Bluegrass Airport in Kentucky?
Because that's where I live.
Oh, okay. The police then found them.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know this song, In the Bluegrass Mountains of Virginia? You know that song?
No.
On the trail of the lonesome pine.
Phil Hendry.